Who are you? What makes you, you? A thought can change in an instant. Feelings fade and fads are made. Memories are lost. People change. How much can you change until you stop being you? And who are you to start with? Your name is chosen for you at birth. Your ideas, political views, all opinions that you form, they're collected from the world and other people's interpretations, who were, of course, exposed to the exact same mass, knowledge, influence. Even your personality is a collection of experiences and ideas and thoughts that you were exposed to by other people whom were involved in the exact same cycle. What part of you is you? We're all the same species, but we're all different manifestations of consciousness of the same being. How? Why? Everything that exists had the possibility of not existing, and thereby had the potential to not exist. We all exist on a thin line of existence and non-existence. It is by pure chance that we do exist. And the fact that we could have so easily not existed, and that one day we will so easily not exist, despite anything at all that we ever do, it cannot be prevented, it cannot be changed. It's inevitable. Doesn't that show just how truly fragile we and everything else in existence is? We exist in a false, temporary world, in a false, temporary body. And the only thing we can do is exist while we exist, observe while we can, and take in knowledge that will eventually become meaningless. We will continue to make meaning out of the meaningless and question the unquestionable until existence is no longer in existence.